Okay. This is the kernel dev room. In case you wandered into the wrong room, the next talk is by Stefan Graber about isolated user namespaces.
All right. Hello, everyone. So, as Christian mentioned, I'm Stefan Graber. I work for myself, and I've been doing container stuff for the past 15 years or so at this point. I'm also the project leader for Linux Containers. And with me, I've got Alex, who's a kernel engineer on the LexD team at Canonical. And basically, this topic is something I've been thinking about and talking to a whole bunch of people, Christian and whoever else was at Plumbers for the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 years at this point. So since about 2018, and I got lucky enough to have Alex at Canonical, who's then been able to actually get this thing working. So, bit of an intro, what are user namespaces, to just kind of give an update on the current state of things before we try and replace it all. So, user namespaces were introduced back in this, well, fully introduced back in 3.12, 3.13-ish, so that's back in 2013, 2014 timeline. That allows for the creation of a namespace, obviously, in which one can map like one or multiple ranges of UIDs and GIDs. So you effectively decide that, like, oh, in this namespace, my UID 1000 is equal to UID 100,000 on the host or something like that. This allows for much safer containers because you can now map root in the container to be something other than root on the host. So even if something bad was to happen and you could escape the container for some reason, then you would end up being a nobody user on the system instead of being real root. That's kind of the idea. It's been used a fair bit in some container managers, especially the ones that we developed. So LXC, LXD, Incus, all of those use user namespaces quite extensively. It is also possible to use in Docker, Podman, all of the others now, but doesn't tend to be the default. So, just to kind of show the current state of things again, so if I turn that one on, there we go. Let's just take a quick look at how that stuff works. So, as a completely normal random user on my system, I can just do user namespace remap. And now I'm root. Except I'm not, but, you know, I'm root in that namespace anyways. So, when you do that, it just maps the root user to your own user. So my own user on my laptop is UID 21105, and that's what root is in there. That works, but nothing else is mapped. So if I try to actually switch to any other user, things are just going to blow up. Well, actually, that user doesn't even exist, but which would exist. I guess nobody would. And yeah, it's just not going to work. Those users just plain don't exist, which is going to cause a bunch of interesting side effects, like everything belonging to nobody, no group, all that kind of stuff. But that's for an individual user just creating a community and privileged namespace, and that works. Now, if you look at doing a container,